各位一齐打开圣经，我哋睇希伯来书第七章。Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7。当你揾紧希伯来书第七章嘅时候，同你讲一个见证喺美国听到。While you turn your Bibles, I just share something that Lord I heard while I was in the United States。佢有个教会牧师就系去到山区就开放一个新嘅教会。One of the leaders from our church went to the mountains of Colorado to start a new church。当佢去到嘅时候，冇几耐咧，就教会有个姊妹嚟揾佢咧，就要求牧师就批准佢离婚。And one of the ladies in the church came up and said to Pastor, you know, hey, can you give me permission to divorce my husband? 因为佢话我老公咧就系墨西哥帮嘅，佢系黑社会大哥嘅，咁美国墨西哥咧。就是佢边境嘅混毒集团咧，就好恐恶嘅，又打打杀杀，又好闹教嘅，控制美国成个毒品生意。You know, because the Mexican clans, you know, they're really evil triad mafia group. You know, they're in charge of all the drugs smuggling into the United States, and they're just always, you know, causing a lot of trouble. You know, murders and all that sort of stuff.
佢话我个老公又系呢个黑社会大哥嘅，咁我就忍受佢，唔可以再忍。
She said, my husband, you know, he's one of the leaders in this gang, and I can't put up with him anymore. 牧师同佢讲话，不如我哋试下祈祷。靠神感动佢心。
And the pastor said, why don't we pray for him and have the Lord change his life?
他说好，我乜都试，我未试过祈祷。
She said, I've tried everything, I haven't tried prayer.
于是他那天为他老公祈祷，第二个礼拜老公回教会。
And so that she started praying for her husband, and the next week her husband came to church.
那个星期我们母会麦肯特牧师呢就在这里讲道，讲福音信息。
And that week, Pastor Mike was preaching in the church, and he was giving an evangelical message.
那个黑社会大哥呢就那天决志信耶稣改变，跟着变金手指，是联邦政府的，就是保护人物，就是督其他的黑帮出来的。现在就在教会里面成为执事添。
And that night, and that day, he received Christ in his heart. He had his change. His life was changed. He became a federal witness under protection of the federal government to turn in other criminals of a mafia gang. And now he's an elder in the church.
神是有大能改变生命，是不是？
God has the power to change lives.
神是可以咩复杂咩棘手的事，我们的主耶稣是有能力。去改变。
And whatever is troublesome and difficult in your life, our God has the power to affect and change lives.
所以今天我们在这个第七章的时候呢，在这个圣经里面我们看到神是有这个能力去改变生命的。
And so here in the seventh chapter of Hebrews, we're going to see that Jesus has the power to change lives.
我不知道你今天带着什么困难来，我可以肯定告诉你，耶稣有能力影响你生命，影响你家人。
I don't know what trouble you brought to church this morning, but I can guarantee Jesus has the power to change your life and to change and influence your family.
我先去睇第七章第一节至到第三节。
We're going to look first at verse 1 to 3.
这麦基洗德就是撒旦王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀诸王，杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的来取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母无族谱，无生之中之子，无名之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。
我一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray。
主啊，我们多谢你给我们今天可以一起在这里看你的话语，靠你使用孩子去很清楚分享你的教导，愿意我们每一个人可以得到鼓励，可以更加有信心去跟从主你。我们将以下的时间交托在你手里面，我们多谢主，听你祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 This morning we're looking at this passage and it's talking about Melchizedek.
咁可能喺聖經裏邊呢個麥基洗德係一個好神秘人物。
And maybe here in the Bible, this Melchizedek is a very mysterious type of a person.
今日我哋要睇到佢係同耶穌嘅關係。
And this morning we're going to be looking and see what relationship he has to Jesus Christ.
係希望透過今日呢個第七章嘅時候，我哋可以更加對耶穌有更大嘅信心，同埋更大嘅即係認識到神嘅大能。
And I hope that as we look at this passage in chapter 7, that we will have a greater understanding of Jesus and that we have a better understanding of the power of God in our lives.
This
Melchizedek is from the Old Testament.
我哋希伯来书其实已经讲过佢两次。
And in Hebrews, we've already seen his name mentioned twice.
你可以睇第五章第五第六节，你会见到麦基洗德。
You can look at chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, and you'll see about Melchizedek.
你话如此基督也不是自取荣耀作大祭司，乃是在乎向他说你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上又有一处说，你是照麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
跟住喺第六章第二十节又讲到麦基洗德。
And then again in chapter 6 verse 20, it talks again about Melchizedek.
耶稣已经为我们作先锋，进入了万子里面。
我读紧新译本，
他是照着麦基洗德的体系，成了永远的大祭司。
所以兩次已經提到呢個麥基洗德，到第七章成章係講佢。
And so it's talked about Melchizedek twice already in this book, and now the whole seventh chapter is about Melchizedek.
於是我哋係要知道呢個麥基洗德係邊個。
So we want to find out who is this guy that they're talking about, this Melchizedek guy.
咁啊，可以知道佢係一個祭司啦，佢係一個。同一般嘅祭司唔同
，we know that he's a priest, but he's not like the other priests.
咁啊，佢系好特别，好似耶稣系好特别一样。
And he's very special, like Jesus is very special.
佢系耶稣就系按照佢嘅等次、个体系嚟做祭司。
And Jesus is following in his order to be a priest.
所以佢系。将麦基洗德同埋耶稣作为一个比较
，and so here it's kind of comparing Jesus to this Melchizedek guy。
咁所以我哋明白佢嘅身份同埋工作，可以更加明白耶稣嘅身份同埋工作。
So if we understand the work and the life of Melchizedek, we can have a better understanding about Jesus。
嗱，有一样嘢好紧要对我哋咧，就犹太人咧，佢就觉得耶稣冇资格。做一个祭司
，something we need to understand because the Jewish people thought that Jesus was not had no authority to be a priest.
因为祭司喺教育圣经咧，一定系有亚伦嘅子孙，有利未人。
Because the priest would come from the descendants of Aaron, and they would be from the tribe of Levi.
耶稣咧就系咩人呢？耶稣系大卫嘅子孙，耶稣就系。犹大支派
And where did Jesus come from? Jesus was a descendant of David and he came from the tribe of Judah.
于是大卫子孙大卫支派呢不是犹大支派呢是皇帝的支派但是利未支派是祭司支派所以耶稣没有资格做祭司
And so Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, from the descendants of David, that's a kingly line, and he didn't come from Aaron's line and from the Levites, which was a priestly line. So in the Jewish mind, he had no authority to be a priest.
咁但系呢个嘅第七章要解释俾我哋听，耶稣点解有资格做我哋嘅大祭司
？And so here in the chapter 7, it's going to explain why Jesus has the authority to be our priest.
因为耶稣唔系有亚伦支派，唔系有亚伦利未支派做祭司，佢有麦基洗德等次系做祭司。
And so Jesus is not from Aaron and the descendants of Aaron in the tribe of Levi. Jesus is from the order.Of Melchizedek, which goes back before Aaron.
So, hey, 俾我哋一个好清楚嘅了解，耶稣系满有资格，因为耶稣就系比亚伦之前，即系嗰个 等系嗰、那个等词已经系神所设立。
Because Jesus is from before the time of Aaron, before Moses, and God already established this priestly line.
咁可能我哋而家我哋觉得冇乜所谓，我哋唔明。但有样嘢我哋要了解咧，神一早安排咗呢个神秘人物麦基洗德喺圣经里边，系为咗我哋可以明白神一早要安排耶稣嘅身份去清楚。
There's something we need to understand, even though this might not make any sense to us, that God, in the beginning of history, in the beginning of the Bible, put this Melchizedek guy in history so that Jesus would be qualified, so that we could have qualification to accept him as our heavenly priest.
其实神是一早安排很多东西，是帮我们解决很多的深奥的知识问题。
You know, God has put so many things in there to help us resolve some of these intellectual problems we have.
好像犹太人他对这个耶稣的身份有这个知识上，这个逻辑上的困难，神已经安排了一些可以解决他的困难。
It's like, you know, the Jews, they had this intellectual problem with understanding who Jesus is, and God put Melchizedek there to help resolve this conflict.
可能你今日咧对圣经、对耶稣有一啲嘅知识上嘅问题，或者逻辑上嘅困扰，但系神我话你听，安排好多嘢俾你可以解除你嗰啲嘅知识上嘅问题。
That even you might have some intellectual hang-ups or some problems with understanding about Bible and Jesus today, and I can guarantee that God has put many things in the Word that can help us resolve our intellectual and our logical problems.
昨晚我的小孩呢跟我讨论一些哲学上的问题。
Last night, my youngest son was discussing some philosophical problems with me.
我不知道他在哪里学这些哲学上的问题，回来是不是自己想出来，还是听同学老师讲。
I don't know where he got this intellectual stuff, that if he thought of it himself, or if it came from his teachers or his classmates.
但是我感谢主呢，所有的深奥的哲学，圣经有答案。
But I praise the Lord that even with complicated philosophical questions, the Bible is the answer.
我在美国的时候呢，我是不单只开会，我感谢主有机会行毕业礼。
I praise the Lord that while I was in the United States, I wasn't just attending a meeting, but I was able to attend my college graduation.
咁啊，我行毕业礼就是神迹。即系神系让我系五十几岁可以终于大学毕业，系神嘅恩典。
I thought it was a miracle that I could graduate from college at 50 some years old. To me, that's a miracle.
咁但系我即系喺度行毕业礼，我哋嘅牧师同我哋讲，佢已经有两三个硕士学位，三个博士学位，跟住佢企喺度话，我由而家到五月份要收多30分，因为要入去法律系，就一定要系攞个法律博士学位。佢已经差唔多70岁，我就即刻稳定定嚟嘅。
But as I'm getting, you know, we're having our ceremony, Pastor Mike, he's standing up there and he says that, you know, he's already got 2 or 3 masters, he's got 3 doctorate degrees, and he's going to take another 30 units from now until May so he can get into law school, because he said God's called him to go to law school so he can get a law degree. And I just felt like I wanted to crawl into a corner.
Yeah, 哲学是没有止境，是不是？
Because there's no end of study.
但是我们越看圣经越读书越发现到我们的圣经我们的神有足够的知识有足够的答案给所有外面那些批评家。
But the more I study the Word of God, the more I study the Bible, the more I understand that the Bible has the answers and has all the solutions for any critic, any skeptic out there.
所以或者你有心理的问题，或者你有哲学上的问题，或者有科学上的问题，我肯定告诉你，圣经有答案。
Maybe you've got psychological hang-ups, maybe you've got philosophical hang-ups or scientific hang-ups. I can guarantee the Bible has the answer.
好似麦基洗德，神系摆佢喺度，佢原因系俾我哋知道，就算犹太人有呢个嘅啊棘手嘅啊逻辑上嘅问题，神都可以解答。
It's like the Jewish people having this hang-up over who can be a priest, and God put Melchizedek in the Bible to resolve this issue.
神系好奇妙，系咪
？Isn't God so wonderful?
神系知道我哋嘅需要。God knows our need and our problems. 好，我哋睇到呢个，我想请大家睇《创世记》14:18.
I want everyone to turn with me to Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20.
因为喺《创世记》系第一次见到麦基洗德。
Because here in Genesis is the first time we hear about this Melchizedek.
麦基洗德就喺《创世记》出现好短时间，就系呢一段。
And he was Melchizedek only appears in Genesis in this very short passage.
14:18-20.
Chapter 14:18-20.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伦祝福。阿伯兰祝福说：愿天地的主至高的神赐福与阿伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称重的。阿伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
这个经文就很奇妙，要讲个背景。Now this is a very interesting passage and we need to understand the background.
因为亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德呢就搬着去这个所多玛住。
Because Abraham had his nephew Lot and he moved to the land of Sodom.
跟着有五个皇帝来俘虏所多玛四个王四个地方俘虏走。
And then five kings came and invaded the valley and took the four kings off captive, took all the people and their possessions away.
罗德是其中一个被俘虏了
and Lot was one of the people that they were taken off.
于是亚伯拉罕带着二百几个自己的家里边的男人就去追兵。
And so Abraham took 200 some of his men from his own household and he went and chased these five kings.
你想想二百多人追五个皇帝的联军就很难打，是不是？
You have 200 guys chasing five kingdoms? That's a hard battle to fight.
但是神与亚伯拉罕同在，他为了罗德抢走回罗德。
And God was with him because they wanted to rescue Lot from these guys.
亚伯拉罕打赢了，带走回了所有的财物。
And Abraham won the battle. He brought all the stuff back, all the goods back.
跟住无端端这个不知道在哪里出现，这个麦基洗德走出来迎接亚伯拉罕。
And then this guy, we don't know where he came from. He just appears on the scene, Melchizedek, and he greets Abraham.
他见到麦基洗德和亚伯拉罕，他就分享饼和酒，好像跟他麦饼的纪念主一样。
And here he's giving him wine and bread. It's kind of like he's having communion service, you know, remembering Jesus on death. You know, I don't know.
跟着呢，亚伯拉罕就将十分一的财物给了麦基洗德。
And then Abraham did an amazing thing. He gave one-tenth of all the capture to Melchizedek.
那个四个王，所多玛的皇帝呢，他说，亚伯拉罕的财物你自己留回呢，我们拿回的人就可以了。
You know, the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, they said to Abraham, Abraham, you keep all the proceeds, you know, just give us back our people.
亚伯拉罕说，不行，我不拿这些财物。费事你哋话亚伯拉罕系发达，因为你嘅。
And Abraham said, "No, I'm not going to take any of this stuff. I don't want anybody to say that I am made prosperous because of you."
但系佢攞咗个财物十分一俾咗麦基洗德。
But he took 1/10 of the proceeds and gave it to Melchizedek.
于是我哋会谂一谂呢个麦基洗德究竟系边个啊？亚伯拉罕要奉献俾佢
，and so it causes us to wonder who is this Melchizedek that Abraham's going to give him an offering？
我哋睇翻希伯来书第七章第四节 至到第六節。
Look back at Hebrews chapter 7 verse 4 to 6。
你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来赏物之赏等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？那得祭司职任的利未子孙，领命照例向百姓取十分之一，这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕中生的，还是照例取十分之一。独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
所以我们希伯来书的作者都觉得，哇，这个麦基洗德他就很特别的，他可以是收纳这个十分一的奉献。
So even the author of Hebrews thinks Melchizedek is an amazing guy, that he can receive the 10% of the offering.
还有他将祝福给亚伯拉罕，
and he blessed Abraham.
那大家要明白亚伯拉罕是谁，
you have to understand who is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是神拣选，是神选即是呼召，是要将福气给全世界，或透过亚伯拉罕的子子孙孙全世界得福。
You know that Abraham is the guy that God chose, he called, he said that through Abraham he's going to bless the whole world, and by his descendants the blessing will come to the earth.
亚伯拉罕是叫信心之父，
Abraham is called the father of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕是神即是拣选的特别的人物。
And so Abraham is this guy that God has chosen.
应该亚伯拉罕祝福人，不是被人祝福。
And it should be that Abraham is the one that goes and blesses people, not to be blessed by people.
但这个麦基洗德走出来要祝福亚伯拉罕。
But this Melchizedek comes out to bless Abraham.
看回希伯来书第七章第一节。
Look back at chapter 7, verse 1.
这麦基洗德就是撒兰王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
好，
跟住睇第三节，他无父无母无族谱，无生之子，始无名之宗，乃是咩？与神的儿子相似。
And in verse 3 it said, he is like unto the Son of God.
这个麦基洗德是与神儿子相似。
And so here this Melchizedek guy, he is likened unto the Son of God.
谁是神的儿子啊？
Who is the Son of God? Jesus is the Son of God.
So this Melchizedek is like the Son of God. So
some of the Bible scholars have debated who is Melchizedek. And
so some Bible scholars they debate among themselves who is this Melchizedek.
有些人觉得是耶稣出现在旧约圣经向亚伯拉罕显现。
Some people believe that Melchizedek was actually Jesus appearing as a theophany in greeting Abraham.
另外有些神学者就觉得不是的，就是一个似代表耶稣的人物，就是相与耶稣相似的即代表性的，但是他不是耶稣。
And others think, no, he's somebody who represents Jesus, but he is not Jesus. He is likened unto Jesus, but he is not.
其实是不是呢？我们没办法知道。
我们看圣经只是以经解经，即圣经讲的我们就可以接受，圣经不讲的只是估来估去，是吧？
We can only interpret the Bible by the Bible. If the Bible says it, then we can know it. If it doesn't say it, say it, then it's just a guess.
但我们肯定一样嘢，呢个麦基洗德系至高神嘅祭司。
But we can be sure of one thing, that he is the priest of the Most High God.
佢系好似耶稣咁嘅身份出现。
And he is like unto Jesus when he came to Abraham.
佢都系比亚伯拉罕高啲，因为亚伯拉罕向佢奉献。
And he's also higher than Abraham because Abraham gave him an offering.
所以我睇呢个奇妙嘅人物，我哋睇希伯来书第七章第七节。Look
at verse 7 in Hebrews chapter 7. This interesting guy.
从来位份大的给位份小的祝福，这是薄不倒的比。Here
it says that the higher blesses the lower.
于是麦基洗德一定是比亚伯拉罕高，身份是高的。麦基洗德的名是很有意思，你看第二节是解释他的名。
The name of Melchizedek has a meaning, and in chapter 7 verse 2 it gives us the meaning of his name.
阿伯拉罕将自己所得的取十分之一给他，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒兰王，是就是平安王的意思。
He says that his name is righteous king and the prince, the king of peace.
圣经人物的名好有意思。The
Bible the names in the Bible have a meaning.
麦基洗德的名是仁义王，或者是叫公义王。
And so Melchizedek's name means the king of righteousness.
公义就是无罪。
Righteousness means that there's no sin.
因为耶稣为我们赎罪，我们可以得公义。
Because Jesus died for our sins, we can be righteous.
公义就是神的特性。
Righteousness is a characteristic of God.
神是公义。
God is righteous.
我们的神呢，就是圣洁。
Our God is holy and perfect.
如果我们要做公义的人，我们可以是跟耶稣一起站起来，因为神是宽恕我们的罪。
And we can be righteous because Jesus has forgiven our sins, and we can stand in right standing next to God.
所以麦基洗德他出现的就好像象征神的公义。
是给一个讯息，亚伯拉罕，神是公义，亚伯拉罕你做得对的。
And so Melchizedek comes out standing and saying like to Abraham, God is righteous, Abraham, you've done good.
麦基洗德是公义王，是代表神的公义。 耶利米书23章第6节，是一个很好的经文。
In Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 6, there's a wonderful verse.
在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我的义。
In the days Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety, this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord God, the Lord our righteousness. Or in the Hebrew, Jehovah Testanu.
我们很喜欢这个经文，因为说神的名是什么名？耶和华我们的义。
I love this verse because it says, the Lord God, the Lord our righteousness.
神是公义。大家识不识写个义字啊？
Do you guys know how to write the Chinese word for righteousness?
让我。
上面有个羊字,
there's a sheep on the top.
下面是个我字,
and on the bottom is me.
即使我不知道为什么是原祖中文甲骨文的时候都是这样写,
and I don't understand why in the very beginning of the Chinese language, righteous was always written this way.
但是意思就是要有个羔羊,
but it means that I need a lamb to cover me. 在教育圣经，我们献祭赎罪，神的羊羔是遮盖我的罪。
And in the Old Testament, when they would make an offering for sin, they would offer a lamb, a sheep, and that would be a covering over their sin.
所以我们是怎样成为公义，就是耶稣成为我们的羔羊，为我们赎罪。
And so how do we become righteous? Jesus is our, the Lamb of God, sacrificed for us.
我们信耶稣，神的公义是给我们。
And as we believe in Jesus, His righteousness is given to us.
所以羊遮盖我，
And so the lamb covering me.
我们的神的名，耶和华，我们的义。
And our God's name is Jehovah Testanu, the Lord our righteousness.
你看罗马书第三章廿一节、廿二节。
Look at Romans chapter 3 verse 21 and 22.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
于是如果你今天决定信耶稣，神的义是因为耶稣赦免你的罪，神的义是洗干净你的罪。
And so if you believe in Jesus Christ today, God's righteousness is given to you because you believed in Jesus Christ.
In 美国的时候呢，我们开会有个魔术师在这里跟我们表演。
In the meeting that I was in the United States, there was a magician who was performing.
这个魔术师呢，就是在Hawaii是有个很有名的、很出名的魔术表演，是一至日一个星期七日是都是演出。
And this magician, he's part of a magic show that's in Hawaii in Honolulu. It's been going on for over 20 years, and it goes 7 days a week.
他是一个很出色的、很好的魔术师。
He's a wonderful magician.
他呢就是几年前信耶稣。
And a few years ago, he became a Christian.
他是菲律宾人。
He's a Filipino.
他信耶稣的时候呢，神感动他两样嘢。
And when he became a Christian, the Lord touched his heart about two things.
第一，神话他听，你同居的女人，你同居六年啊，你犯紧罪，你要同佢结婚。
And the first thing is he's living with his girlfriend for 6 years, and God said, "You're in sin. Get married."
於是他说，我怎跟他结婚？他没信耶稣，我要带他信耶稣先。
And he said, "How can I get married to her? She's not a Christian." So,
他先是带他信耶稣，跟着他结婚。
And so he led her to Christ, and then they got married.
第二件事呢，他就觉得魔术是邪恶，於是他放弃魔术。
And the second thing is he thought after becoming a Christian that magic was evil. So he stopped performing magic.
过了一段时间，神慢慢感动他，告诉他，即其他人用他的恩赐、他的才干是荣耀神，你可以用你的魔术来荣耀我。
And after a while, God finally convinced him that other people can use their talents and their gifts to bring glory to God, and that he can use magic to bring glory to God.
於是他學怎樣用魔術來將福音傳出。
And so he learned and he discovered how to use his magic to teach and preach the gospel.
這個魔術師是很出色的，他在我們眼前令到一個女士是消失不見了。
And he was an amazing magician. I've never seen anybody like him. He made a girl disappear in front of our very eyes.
他說有些白鴿就在我們很近距離看到白鴿又是消失。為什麼？
And we saw that, you know, he'd have these pigeons, you know, appear and disappear and all.
他是非常之好，但是他將一個他認為邪惡的，因为耶稣加入成为公义， 佢將一個犯罪嘅婚姻，因為耶穌加入，成為公義。
But you know, he took what he thought was evil because put Jesus into it and it became righteous. He had a sinful lifestyle, put Jesus into it and it becomes righteous.
所以我們都是一樣，我們有耶穌入到我們的生命裡面，我們原本這個醜陋的生命，耶穌加入，我們成為一個公義的生命。
And that's the same with us. We've got a messed up life and we bring Jesus into it and Jesus makes us righteous.
神是很奇妙，罗马书第四章第三节话我们听，经常说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Romans chapter 4 verse 3 says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness.
你和我一样，因为相信耶稣，神就算为我们的义。
And you and I are the same because we believe in Jesus, we are counted as righteous.
弟兄姊妹呢，这个很奇妙，因为摩西五经，摩西律法就是亚伯拉罕之后，但是耶稣告诉我们，那个圣经由头到尾得救的方法是没变。
This is an amazing principle because, you know, the Bible tells us about a guy named Moses and it talks about the law of Moses and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, Abraham was before Moses. And what we see from Abraham is that God says the way of salvation has never changed.
因信称义，亚伯拉罕因信称义，你我亦都是因信称义。
Abraham was counted righteous because of faith, and you and I are counted righteous because of faith.
麦基洗德是公义王，耶稣基督是我们的公义王。
And Melchizedek was called the king of righteousness, but Jesus is the king of righteousness.
麦基洗德有另一个名。他是撒冷王，撒冷就是平安，所以平安王。
And Melchizedek had another name because he was a king of Salem, and Salem in Hebrews means peace.
那有些人觉得撒冷就是耶路撒冷之前的名，所以麦基洗德就是耶路撒冷早期的皇帝。
And some people think because Salem was the early name for Jerusalem, and so they think, well, maybe Melchizedek was an early king in the land of Jerusalem.
另外有些人说不是，他本身就是撒冷王，他是平安王，去到哪里都是带着平安。
And some other people think, no, he was not the king of Salem, he was the king of peace, and wherever he went, he brought peace.
咁我唔知系点，但我肯定一样嘢，耶稣系平安王，系咪
？I don't know about Melchizedek, but I do know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, right?
因为耶稣系和平之君 ，Jesus is our Prince of Peace。耶稣系俾我哋可以平安。你睇呢个以赛亚书32:17系一个好美丽嘅经文。
Look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 17. It's a wonderful scripture.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的考验必是平稳，直到永远。
The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
我好中意呢个经文，公义的果效必是平安。
What a wonderful thing! The fruit of righteousness will be peace.
你得到耶稣的公义，耶稣拯救你的罪之后，你得到平安的果效。
After you have become righteous because of Jesus forgiving your sins, the effect is that you have the fruit of peace.
在美国，我们开会有一位跟我们分享。我的好朋友Juan是墨西哥一个牧师，他可能会跟麦肯特牧师一起来。
When we were in the United States in the meeting, my good friend Juan, he shared this story, and he might come with Mike.
Juan, 他的仔 而家就係負責佢嘅教會。阿灣喺墨西哥咧，神喺過去二十幾年用得著佢開放七十間教會。
God has used Juan in the last 20 years in Mexico to start 70 churches.
他下个月开始在墨西哥，整个墨西哥是有个中央电视台，一个福音节目，是一个很浓厚的天主教国家，是一个大神迹，全墨西哥所有人都可以看到他的福音节目。
In next month he's going to start a new TV program. Will be national TV in all of Mexico. And this is an extremely Catholic country. It's an amazing miracle that God has performed.
总之呢，他的仔阿湾仔跟我说，有个牧师在墨西哥呢，是我听到的，我讲英文讲西班牙话，是解释神的话语最一流的。
But his son Jonathan told me that, hey, there's this pastor in Mexico that preaches the gospel, whether it's in English or in Spanish, he's the best preacher he's ever heard.
跟着我们开会有人呢，介绍这个牧师出来。
And then one day during our meeting, they asked this pastor to preach.
这个牧师呢，就之前在墨西哥是很有名的西班牙话的拉丁国家的唱 rap music 的一个的歌手。
And this guy is in Mexico, in Latin America, a very famous rap singer in Spanish.
大家知道 rap 是什么吗？
Everyone knows what rap is, right?
即係我哋係講啊，天叔你好嘛，卡又就唔知道係點啊，即係講得快又唔知點樣係咪
？You know, rap they just talk so fast. You know, here we're going to go get on the show, get on.
我唔得噶嘛。不過佢係唱 rap 就係好有名嘅喎。但你知道唱 rap 係點啊？係英文歌或者西班牙一樣咧，佢大部分嘅歌詞唱粗口啊、核突啊。反对政府，反对社会。
I don't know about in Chinese, but in English, rap music, most of it is, you know, cursing, evil, you know, rebelling against parents, society, and all that stuff.
于是这个人呢，就好奇妙，有人呢，去到个布道会信耶稣。
And so one day he went to an outreach and he received Jesus.
他信耶稣的时候，他就好感动，他就决定了，我不可以再唱 rap， 因为是全部唱核突嘢嘅，我不可以，我要放低，不再唱。跟住神呼召他做牧师传道。
And so he became a Christian, and then he realized as a Christian, he said, I can't sing rap anymore because it's all about this evil stuff. And so he turned his life over to Jesus, and he said, I'm no longer going to sing rap. I'm going to preach the gospel for Jesus.
你讲到平安呢，讲到公义呢，在墨西哥一个穷国家呢，是 唱歌搵食呢，好赚好多钱的。
You talk about having peace in Mexico, this poor country, if you're a famous rap singer, you make a lot of money.
他全部放低，说钱就给不到我平安。但耶稣是给我平安，我愿意为耶稣放弃一切。因为耶稣俾个平安我。
But he said, rap music, money doesn't give me peace. Jesus gave me peace. And I'm going to turn away from this lifestyle because of the peace that Jesus gave me.
耶稣俾我哋平安，这个是真平安，是吗？这个公义的果效就是平安。
And so the fruit of righteousness is peace.
罗马书第五章第一节告诉我们听，我们既因信称义，就藉着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好。
And in Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 1, it says that we are justified by God and we have peace with God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个公义？你有没有与神和好？你有没有神的平安？
Do you have that justification? Are you righteous in Jesus today? Do you have the peace with God? Do you have the peace of God?
耶稣是真正平安王，麦基洗德只不过是一个代表。
Jesus is the true king of peace.
Melchizedek was just a representative. 诗篇85篇第八节是一个好好的经文。
In Psalms 85 verse 8 is a wonderful message for us.
詩篇八十五篇第八節，我要聽神耶和華所說的話，因為他必應許將平安賜給他的百姓、他的聖民，他們卻不可再轉去妄行。I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. 神应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣民。God has promised to give his people peace. 所以神是应许要将平安给你的。你信耶稣，神要给你家庭平安，给你生命平安，给你公司平安。 When you become a Christian, God wants to give you peace. Give it to your family, give it to your life, give it to your job. 我们在美国的时候，刚刚去美国是911十周年纪念。 When I went back to the States, it was the 10th anniversary of 911. 在美国的911虽然过了十年，很多人还有很多的创伤。And even though it's been 10 years since 911, the attack on the World Trade Center, people still have open wounds and are hurting. Michael 麦肯特呢就在911是做一个的辅导员，在两个月在世贸那个冧了的地方是辅导消防和警察。You know, Mike, for 2 months during the 911, he was one of the crisis relief counselors for the police department and the fire department in New York City at Ground Zero. 於是我們在美國呢，這些教會是有很多紀念911的十周年的活動。 While I was in the States, there were a lot of churches having a commemorative service for 911. 於是聽到一些見證，其中一個見證我要跟你分享，就是紐約一個警察所分享。I want to share with you one of the testimonies that one of the policemen from New York shared. 这个警察就是重案组的一个警员，但是他是基督徒，所以他是负责纽约的基督教 警队团契。And this police officer, he was from the heavy crime department, but because he's a Christian, he was in charge of the Christian Police Officers Fellowship. 他说911之前，他有一箱圣经，他时时要送圣经给警员，但没人要，几年都没人要，派来派去都没人要的。 And he said before 911, he had a box of Bibles that he tried to give away to other police officers, and nobody was ever interested. A few years went by, and nobody took a Bible.九一一之後，佢一箱一箱一箱聖經咁派，派唔切，啲人係搶住要。He said after 911, all the police officers in New York City, he'd have box after box after box of Bibles that he's given away, and he couldn't give them away fast enough. 嗱，呢啲紐約城市嘅警察咧，乜都見過，乜都見慣嘅，但因為九一一之後，佢發現到佢需要耶穌嘅平安。And these are police officers in New York City. They've seen anything. They've seen the worst of the worst. And because of 911, they realize they need peace from Jesus Christ. 另一个见证是911的见证，有一位仁兄，他是911，他的太太就是一个世贸一边死了，他的爸爸，他的生意是另一边世贸又死了。There's another testimony from 911. This young man, his wife died in one of the towers, and his father and his family and his business went down in the other tower. 他就是猶太人，他不信耶穌的。他就在这里问自己，为什么我会生还，全家人死埋，为什么会发生这样的事。 And he started questioning and wondering, why? What's going on? What's happened? Why is my family and everybody dead and I'm still alive? 他就有纽约找去加州，他寻找答案。 And he went from New York all the way to California looking for an answer. 他找到答案，找来要自杀。刚刚他驾车死火在教会门口。 When he couldn't find the answer and he was at the brink of suicide, his car broke down right in front of the church. 他迫于无奈，他就走入教会打电话，等拖车的时候在那看圣经，一路看圣经，决定信耶稣。 He had no choice. He went into the church to borrow the telephone to call a tow truck, and as he's waiting for the tow truck, he's reading the Bible. And as he read the Bible, he accepted Jesus in his heart. Jesus gives us peace. And I don't know what your trouble is today, but I can guarantee Jesus gives peace.
I
have a friend who is a missionary in Japan, and he graduated from Horizon College 2 years ago, and I graduated this year. And he's in the United States now, but he just came back from Japan because while he was in Japan, he was serving in counseling after earthquake crises.
What I say, 全都同我一齊啊！怎麼會記得Sherwood?
We were with him in Sichuan after the earthquake, and some of us that went, you might remember him.
他話我聽有個奇妙嘅見證，啱啱由日本翻嚟，日本海嘯嘅災區。
He just came back from the earthquake, the tsunami zone in Japan.
Said
there's a family, their house was near the ocean. It's a two-story house and then the roof. And he said there's this family in their house, and they saw the water rushing in from the tsunami, and they climbed up to the second story, and as they were trying to get up onto the roof, they couldn't get up, the water came in too fast.
當他掙扎緊的時候，幾乎要浸死的時候，無端端在空氣中有個大力的右手，拔住他，抽他上來，抽上屋頂，全家。
He said, as they were struggling to get to the roof of this house, out of nowhere, this big strong arm came and picked them up out of the second floor and put them on the roof of the house.
他在屋頂那裡浮了一段時間，直到直升機接他走。
And they're on the roof of the house for a short time until a helicopter came and rescued them.
Sherwood有機會跟他解釋那個大手就是神的手，他全家人跟著接受耶穌。And
my friend Sherwood was able to share with them that that hand that rescued them was the hand of Jesus that pulled them out of the house, and the whole family became Christians right there.
在痛苦在困難裡面， 神賜平安。
And in trials and in tribulations, Jesus gives us peace.
今天你有什麼困難，有什麼痛苦， 耶穌要將平安給你。
What trials you have today, Jesus wants to give it peace.
以賽亞書26章的3節說， 堅心以來你的，你必保守他十分平安， 因為他倚靠你。
Isaiah 26:3 says, he who trusts in the Lord, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him.
弟兄姊妹，我们是需要耶稣的平安。 We need the peace of Jesus Christ. 我想很快就看完这个经文，你可以看希伯来书第七章第八节至到十。
You can read Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8 to 17 on your own.
在当中一路解释麦基洗德和耶稣为什么有资格做大祭司。
And you can read it, it's explaining why Jesus has the authority to be our high priest in the line of Melchizedek.
他说到很多好的东西，我们今天没时间看，但我想你看看，在当中一路讲到一个经文，就是来自诗篇
110篇。 And in the middle of what it's talking about here, we don't have time to read it all this morning, but it keeps repeating something that's from the Psalms 110:4. And Psalms 110 is a messianic psalm, and it's talking about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. 是讲到这个耶稣基督要来的110篇第四节是怎样讲的。
And in Psalms 110 verse 4, what does it say? 耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔说，你是照麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
It says that Jehovah never lies, and that you will be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
So, this Melchizedek 出现在创世纪，又出现在诗篇，再出现在希伯来书，告诉我们耶稣是按照Melchizedek的等次。弟兄姊妹，这个很奇妙，很宝贵。但我想我们看希伯来书最尾，因为我们没有时间看完希伯来书，我想看完最尾25至28节
是做总结。
But I want us to skip all the way down. You can read the whole chapter for yourself, but I want you to skip down to verse 25 and 28, and we'll close with these verses.
25节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求，像这样圣洁，无邪恶，无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合意的。他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后起誓的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是完成全到永远。
如果你忘记今天所说的话，请你记得25节。
If you've forgotten everything that I've said this morning, please remember verse 25.
如果是自己的圣经，抹低它，圈住它，如果不是呢，你隔离圣经，搣它出来，贴在你的头上。
And if you don't have your own Bible, rip it out of the Bible next to you and paste it on your forehead.
25节写什么呢？我们的大祭司耶稣满有资格的，做大祭司的耶稣做什么？都能拯救到底。
What does 25 say? That our high priest who is worthy is able, he fulfills all the requirements to be a high priest, he can save to the uttermost.
耶稣可以拯救到底。
He can save to the uttermost.
他意思就是说，神呢，拯救你不会半途而废。
That means that God's not going to do a half-hearted job.
神不会有头没尾的。 God will not start it and not finish it. 神不是说，做到一半就放弃。 God's not going to go into the middle and leave you forsaken. 神开始拯救你，他要拯救到底。
God has begun a work in you, is saving you, He's going to complete it.
很多人信耶稣，信到很开心，跟着遇到困难，遇到痛苦，觉得神是放弃我，神要我。
So many people become a Christian, they're so excited about Jesus, and it's exciting, and then something happens, they say, God forgot me, God's left me.
不是啊，我们的大祭司要拯救到底，他不会放弃你的。
Our high priest is not going to forget you, he's going to save you to the uttermost.
他要将公义平安摆在你的生命当中。
He's going to put righteousness and peace in your life.
神是完成祂拯救的工作。
God is going to finish His salvation work in you.
还有第二件事是25节。
There's something else in verse 25.
祂替他们祈求，祂是长远活着替他们祈求。
He is interceding for you always.
你知道耶稣在天上做什么？
Do you know what Jesus is doing up in heaven for you?
他长远活着为你祈祷。
He's praying for you constantly.
Now, 魔鬼
时时在天上去到神那里说、啊、这个人是衰人，他发脾气，这个人是衰人，他看咸湿书，这个人是衰人，他 是讲大话、啊、他没有资格在台上讲道，他没有资格是带领主学，他是一个污糟邋遢的人。 Satan is always in heaven accusing you before God. He's saying this guy is terrible, he's watching pornography, this guy is getting angry and having a temper tantrum, this person you know is not worthy because he's lying and stealing, this person you know he shouldn't be teaching Sunday school because he's a wretch.
你知不知道耶稣做了什么？耶稣听着这些东西跟天父说，神啊，他信我，我的宝血遮盖他的罪，因为他相信我，他已经是成为公义。不要听魔鬼话，求神给他力量，刚强起来。
Jesus is praying for you in heaven and saying to God, God, don't listen to the lies of Satan. My blood has covered his sins. I have given him righteousness because he's believed in me and I have forgiven him. Lord, don't listen to these lies of Satan because I've given him peace and righteousness, and Jesus, give him strength that he can overcome these weaknesses.
耶稣天天在天上为你祷告，叫你有刚强起来，有平安，有喜乐，有公义。
Jesus is praying for you daily that you would be strong, that you would have peace, that you would have righteousness.
有个大祭司几好呢？
To have this great high priest is pretty good, huh?
我们有这个大祭司在天上，他爱你，会拯救到底。
And we have this great high priest in heaven. He loves you and he's going to save to the uttermost.
一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你是我们的大祭司，你是爱我们到底，你愿意为我们死在十字架上，将你的公义平安赐给每一位愿意相信的人。虽然我们是不配，但你一样是要将这个公义平安赐给我们。主，我恳求你今天再一次来答教我们每一位。我们人生面对很多的困难，我们每一个有自己难言的经，我们家庭的痛苦困难你都知道。主，我靠你释放你的能力在我们家庭当中，在我们生命的里面，给我们有公义，给我们平安，给我们经历到神你的爱。你应许将平安给我们，你应许搭救我们，你应承做我们的大祭司，为我们祷告，将我们需要你的力量，因为我们太软弱。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 愿神祝福各位，麦土之后的散会。